At the same time, a number of vocal liberal activists and advocacy groups offered blunt criticism of Mr. Biden. One of the more influential groups on the insurgent left, Justice Democrats, issued a scathing statement rejecting Mr. Biden as an option in the race and describing him as a symbol of the Democratic establishment that was unable to stop Mr. Trump in 2016. Quote, "The old guard of the Democratic Party failed to stop Trump, and they can't be counted on to lead the fight against his divide-and-conquer politics today," said Alexandra Rojas, the group's executive director. Mr. Biden is poised to embark on an ambitious and highly visible campaign schedule, starting with a Friday appearance on ABC's The View in his first television interview as a candidate. He plans to visit a Pittsburgh Union Hall on Monday to make remarks on the economy before embarking on a multi-week tour of the early primary states and California, culminating in a May 18 speech in Philadelphia about unifying America, his campaign said. Facing intensifying scrutiny of his long record, Mr. Biden has yet to allay concerns about the most contentious aspects of his career. In recent months, he expressed remorse, without quite apologizing, for having supported draconian tough-on-crime measures in the 1980s and 1990s, and said he wished the Hill-Thomas hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee had gone differently. Kate Beddington, a spokeswoman for Mr. Biden, said on Thursday that Mr. Biden had gone somewhat further in a personal conversation with Ms. Hill, voicing his regret for what she endured and his admiration for everything she has done to challenge the culture around sexual harassment in this country. But Ms. Hill told the Times on Thursday that she could not support Mr. Biden and told a reporter that he should give an apology to the other women and to the American public because of the wide-reaching social impact of the hearings. Mr. Biden is certain to have to address the issue again.